The Executive Secretary of Center for Policy Analysis, Dr. Joe Abbey, says the decision by the Monetary Policy Committee to maintain the policy rate at 12.5% is an indication that could be based on the threat of inflation. He told Radio Ghana that recent agitations on the labor front is likely to increase the purchasing power of the citizenry and the need to maintain the rate to cushion inflation.
The MPC is guided by the threat about inflation beginning to pick up, and you don't wait for that to happen before you put on the brakes. We have struggled hard and we have paid a big price to reach where we have reached of about 8.4% year-on-year inflation. To do this, we've had to slow down the economy. We have not created as many jobs as we should have created for the youth and so on. And so inflation control is not something that you play with. It is very costly to society. Unemployment is a very costly thing to society. So we don't want to have to return to that. Now, there are worrying signs that if you don't keep a steady hand on things, inflation could rise up. Among them is the fact that, as we all know, there's a lot of agitation on the labor front, especially in the public service. The doctors are still out. There has been some stirrings in the teaching class. Civil servants have sometimes behaved like they're not entirely happy. So there is a real possibility of substantial increases in spending power to labor. New producer price has been announced for cocoa. The crop could still be big, which again means that there will be large increases in cocoa farmer incomes that obviously will be spent. We are heading towards Christmas. Construction has picked up, so contractors on road projects and so on will also be getting more resources in their hands to spend. We are still assessing how big is the harvest. So these things all have a way of sending signals. Even without oil, the economy is growing very fast. The sad thing is that it's not generating as many jobs as it is growing. But there's something that is called overheating of your economy. If your economy reaches a point where it hasn't got space to grow any faster, if you keep putting on spending pressure on it, you either will have to bring more imports in or else you'll have to experience inflation.
Touching on the reluctance of commercial banks to reduce interest rates despite cuts in the prime rate, Dr. Abbey said some banks have huge bad debts threatening their profits. He, however, asked government to endeavor its debt obligation promptly to enable the banks to cut down the rate.